AncestralActivation.com presents the Pa Rudy Podcast, hosted by your beloved brother, Ali Z. Green. And this episode of Pa Rudy Podcast is brought to you by Noontai Raytech for all your latest organite devices, amulets, talismans, pyramids, unks. Contact us on Facebook, Instagram, or you can email us at noontahretech at gmail. That's NUNPTAHRETEK at gmail. For any of our devices, ground that radiation in your home, you know, clean up your auric field, seal any holes, and remove any blockages so you can have clarity in this great day and time, which is called Noontai Raytech by Noontai Ray. In this special episode, we'll be covering Tefnut. Tefnut is the deity of moisture. She's number 12 on the pantheonic chart of the Netiru. She's one of the nine Enneads. And she's also the consort to Shu, who's associated with breath. Tefnut deals with moisture. Wherever there is wind, there is water. And wherever there is water, there is moisture. She's the in-between, if you will, of how water correlates. I can't even say the word. Collugulate. How the water does that, you know, before it becomes a solid, but it's not a solid. You know, she deals with all that in-between. And if you look up the periodic table, you will see that Tefnut aligns with magnesium, which is number 12 on the periodic table. And it's an alkaline earth metal. Being that it's an alkaline earth metal, and a lot of people are into alkaline foods, mainly plants and vegetables, which are high in alkalinity. This alkalinity is coming from the moisture in the soil, which is creating this magnesium. And if we look phonetically at the word magnesium, you could literally see the word magnet in it. And so the earth itself has a magnetic grid that moves through the soil, or what you would term the earth. And when this moves through the earth, it's strengthening the soil with its magnetism. You know, it's emitting magnesium, you know, that's what's coming out of this particular, you know, it's an alkaline metal, you know, and the earth is just a real big crystal, the solid portions of it. It's a crystal, you know, crystals store energy, they store information. And this is passed throughout the soil and the things that are rooted within the soil. If it's deep rooted, that's why they try to plant things deeply, because that allows the magnesium to formulate. And, you know, you need magnesium in your body too. You know, in your bones. You know, get you some magnesium from, you can go get some. You know, they got magnesium tablets. Take some. Stop waiting for things to be wrong with you before you start incorporating things into your life. You know, just like with spirituality and people want to know how to be spiritually protected, it's all about prevention. Prevention is protection. You know, you take preventative measures, things won't happen. You know, you can't control everything, but you can control what's practical and logical and right before you. That's two-dimensional thinking. You know, preventative measures allows you to go into the third dimension of thinking. you know. And when you can cover all of the possibilities, now you're in the fourth dimension. And you will make it to the fifth dimension of that particular thought. Yeah, but all of that's dealing with magnesium and Tefnut, you know, or some people say Tefnut. And what she does is she provides a foundation for many of plant life and many of vegetables and many of fruits. And the photosynthesis is stored up from ray into these particular organisms. And we consume these organisms. And you're taking in those light codes that it took in order to grow that fruit, that it, to grow that vegetable. And in the case of a plant, you know, the carbon, the oxygen that it gives off for you to breathe, you know, and it's, you know, this in the cellular level, it has stored codex or energy from the sun, and you taking that in too. All of that stuff is stored in your subconscious mind. There's so much stuff stored in the subconscious mind that you're not aware of. And what the Nitiru do is they bring it to your attention. You know, they bring certain things to your attention. They lord over certain elements and components here in the material realm. There's more than 99 Nitiru. There's thousands of them. Over 2,000 Nitiru. However, there are only 99 that take on a position of lording over this earth realm in the variant kingdoms that are situated within it, because they are united, you know, with one another. Tefnut is also a lioness, just like Sekhmet and Mafdet and Bes. These are all cat-like beings. They all come from the Leo star constellation. Some of them come from Lyra. And, you know, you could go back to the times of Lemuria and Mu, which are two different places. And Atlantis, you know, the cat people been coming here. They're etheric beings. They don't exist on the third plane or the third dimension. You know, however, they can move across dimensions easily. And Tefnut is one of those entities. You know, the lion has to live on the pride, or it has to live, you know, in the jungle. It has to live on the earth, on top of it. So the lion has to have a certain level of heat, moisture. It has to be present. You know, this is how you get the sensation to drink water. This all comes from Tefnut. She's working in tandem with the air, because all the air is a gaseous form of water. And as I said before, she holds that balance. She sits in between the coagulated states of water and air. And, you know, because water itself, it goes through so many transformative states. It can be a solid, a liquid, and a gas. You know, just the molecular structure of H2O, it creates a third dimensional shape. You know, it looks like a pyramid, but it only has three sides to it. And this is not by coincidence. And the electronic charge that it's receiving from the ions, you know, all of that's, all the leftovers from that is going into the ground. It's creating magnesium. And this is how you get an energetic charge into your cardinal seats, called your root chakras, your sacral chakra, your solar plexus, your heart chakra, your throat. And all of this is connected to glands. and the energy from your sun gaze. And if you're sun gazing, then you should be. And you should be putting your feet in the ground, because the magnesium in the ground pulls the negative ions through your body and gives you a plasmatic charge. And when you call on these deities, they allow their energy, to come to you. Especially if you're praising your ancestors, they'll use them as a mediator. Because you need negative ions in your body. And they come through your feet. You got a chakra in your feet too. You got chakras in your hands. But you have to store up enough of this light. And it's highly important for people to eat smoothies. Start drinking smoothies. Eat moringa. Just moringa and some water. You know, start eating less solid foods. Start taking in more sunlight. So when it's stored up enough, you will activate your spiritual body and activate your soul on this plane. Because your soul transcends the physical senses. And Tefnut is just one of those beings or those entities that will help you, guide you back to Re. So remember Tefnut, the 12th Neturu. Remember magnesium. And remember to place your feet in the earth and get you some sunlight. I've been Ali Z Green. I am Ali Z Green. For the Pa Rudy Podcast. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram under Noontime Ray Tech. NUNPTAHRETEK. And I see you on the next live cast. Peace and love.